Welcome to the Arts Page. I am Carlene Brown Thompson. St. Hugh's High School in St. Andrew has been declared winner of the Institute of Jamaica IOJ's 2013-2014 Art and Craft in Schools competition. The annual competition, which began in 1938, seeks to promote the arts in schools by showcasing the work of students. It is open to all high, technical high, all-age and junior high schools across the island. This year's finalists were announced at the launch of the National Exhibition for Art and Craft in Schools at the IOJ's Downtown Kingston Complex on April 8. The exhibition showcases all the pieces in this year's competition. St. Hugh's student Akelia Kane says she feels motivated by her school's victory, which earned the institution a trophy and prizes worth over $70,000.
We didn't think that we were going to win, and when we heard our name, we were elated. We were the top school and we're thankful.
Head of the Arts Department at St. Hugh's, Alicia Wilkes-James, says the competition has opened many doors for her students.
This, I think, is a fantastic opportunity for them to be able to see what other schools are doing in art, and to see their work on display in a public forum helps them to think, you know, that could be me next year. So it definitely boosts them, it definitely inspires them.
St. George's College in Kingston placed second in the competition. We spoke with the school's deputy head boy, Joshua Solas.
I entered a few graphics pieces as well as a storybook that I did for my SBA in fifth form. Also, I entered some animation piece that I did in a few years back. So, appreciate that. I got some recognition for those.
Chrisanne Dyer is a prefect at Foga Road High in Clarendon. Her school copped the third prize in the national competition. Chrisanne says she had no idea the school would place so high.
But we were confident in ourselves that we were going to take home prizes for school, because we have the talent, the ability and everything.
Speaking at the launch of the exhibition, Principal Director of Culture in the Ministry of Youth and Culture, Dahlia Harris, commended the nation's students for their excellent work.
I think first of all, the most powerful message is that our young people are saying that we are creatively wealthy. When you see young people being interested in it, it tells you that there is life still existing in craft. And I'm looking at a Dominique Gokul from St. George's College doing a display that says, look, you're not a girl, not a dog, face it, you're a woman. And for a young man to make that kind of statement to his peers, I think it's a powerful message. There's so many things in here. Every young person, the teachers need to just take them and see what's on display.
The National Exhibition for Art and Craft in Schools will be mounted at the IOJ's Downtown Kingston offices until June 9, so you too can witness the creativity of the island's youth.
I am amazed at some of the messages that our young people want to share with the world, some of the messages that our young people want to share about themselves, some of the messages that we don't know that young people are concerned about. And I think it's amazing that this has given you an opportunity to do that and to be positive and to inspire. And believe me, I think anyone who comes here to see this, that's exactly what will happen.
Dahlia Harris, Principal Director of Culture in the Youth Ministry. The National Art and Craft Competition was sponsored by JetCon Corporation, Pew's Color Lab, Ligany Drug and Garden Center, Sangster's Bookstore, Real Rock, and GSW Animation. That's it for this week's edition of the Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.